Pasuk says in this week's parsha that for a Metzorah to become Tor, even after his Negev Tzaraas has gone away, he first has to do several things. He has to bring special karbonis, he has to go to the mikvah, and he has to shave off all the hair of his body. What's the purpose of this tiglachas, cutting off all his hair? There are different reasons al pi Kabbalah that are given for this halacha. I was thinking maybe we can explain al pi Nigla as well. The pasuk says in Parshas Toldos that when Esav was born, he was kulo kadera seir, he was full of hair. That's why they called him Esav. As Rashi there explains, he looked fully developed, he was osli v'nigmar, like a grown person. Hair is a symbol of maturity. When a baby is born, it has little, if any, hair. When it gets older, hair starts to grow on its head. And then when a boy turns into a young man, hair starts to grow on his face as well. Hair is a symbol of maturity, it's a sign of age. That's why the Metzorah has to shave off all his hair. Because we know that before a Metzorah can become Tohar, he first has to separate himself from the rest of the Machane. Bodod Yeshe Michutz Machane Moshava. Metzorah has to undergo a process of tshuva, a process of transformation to correct what he's done wrong. When he's finally ready to reintegrate with the rest of the Machane, the Metzorah shaves off all his hair as a sign that he's ready for a fresh start, that he wants a new beginning. He wants a Leida Chadasha, just like a baby. By shaving off his hair, what the Metzorah is showing is his desire to become a different person, to become a new person, who's more concerned with other people, who's sensitive to the feelings of his fellow Jew, who's ready for a new beginning. The Metzorah is an extreme example of someone who needs a new beginning. But the fact is, this koach of Chiddush, making a new haschala, having a fresh start, is not limited to a Metzorah. It's a koach that's given to all of Klal Yisrael. The very first mitzvah that Klal Yisrael received in Mitzrayim was the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim. Why was this mitzvah chosen to be the first one? I think perhaps the answer is because it symbolizes the idea of continual renewal. We all know that the time for Kiddush HaChodesh is determined by the moon. We follow a lunar calendar based on the movement of the moon. What's so special about the moon? It's not illuminated on a constant basis. It waxes and wanes. There are times during the month when the moon shines brightly. It can light up a dark night. But there are other times when the moon isn't so strong. Sometimes it can't be seen at all. The same is true about Klal Yisrael. When the Beis HaMikdash was standing, we were shining brightly. The whole world was afraid of us. But then the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed and we were sent into Golus. Now our light has been dimmed. It's been diminished. We don't appear as strong as we once were, but the moon can give us comfort. Because just like the invisible moon reappears at the beginning of a new month, so too Klal Yisrael will have a rebirth when the ultimate Geula comes. That same message of hope can apply to each and every individual as well. We all have ups and downs in life. There are times during a Zman when we feel overwhelmed by exams, by different things going on in life. And we can sometimes feel frustrated, sometimes we get depressed. We wonder if we'll ever be able to regain the excitement for Torah and Mitzvahs that we once felt. The moon teaches us never to give up. No matter how far you've gone, you can always start again. You can have a Leida Chadasha, a rebirth, a new beginning, in which you can shine as brightly as you once did. This is the first message HaKadosh Baruch Hu shared with Klal Yisrael at the beginning of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The message of the moon. That no matter how far a person has fallen, there's still hope. You can start again, just like the moon. Don't give up. Tomorrow's a new day, with new opportunities to accomplish and to grow. Shabbos.